Testing 1, 2, 3. Don't answer.
Okay, Rabbi Sai. A Ramchal, as we mentioned last week, had a special Chabura, a privileged group of Talmidim. They were called Chevras Mevakshe Hashem. And in order to be part of that group, this was a particular select group of Bala Madrega, the people who had a particular aim, a particular goal in terms of growing and elevating themselves in Kedusha and Avodas Hashem. And this is a rare opportunity, really, to read a few lines of some of the takonis that they had among themselves, which was the select group of the Ramchal. And it writes, like, one of the takonis were to dedicate themselves to Avodas Hashem in such a way that kol schar mitzvoseihem umasim hatoivim, that all the schar of their mitzvahs and all the schar of the masim toivim nitnu b'matona leklolos kol Yisrael. They're not keeping it for themselves. Which means that Yidden out there in the world, right, need Yeshuas, Refuas, they need Hatzlocha. So, first akona was that all the schar of their mitzvahs, they're not keeping for themselves. Kol schar mitzvoseihem asim toivim nitnu b'matona leklolos kol Yisrael. And the Ligmoel Chesed im Ashkina Hagdosha. And the main idea is to be going with Chesed, that the Shechina should be happy. That is purpose number one. Number two also, also is Atzmon Kulam ki ish echod liyas oivdim avoyde tamo unikiyo litne boiroa. That basically they are completely, totally unified. Ki ish echod, as if they are all one, to the point the Avdus is going to be on such a high level, they intend and they hope that the Avdus will be so great and so strong, Ab, shekol ish mehem, asher yaseh mitzvah achas, that if only one of them will do a particular mitzvah, kilu nasis miyad kulam, is kilu all of them did. The Avdus will be so great as if they are one body. That if Reuven does a mitzvah, it will be like all the others did it. And in that sense, he says, Techoshev l'tikun ha-shchina ha-gdoisha. However, this is only l'toiva, but not if one of them sins. If one does an aveira, it's not like all of them did it. This was the understanding, this was the other, this was like a t'nai. As he says further, Ach loy shum chet ve'ovoin asher yechto echud men chaz v'sholem. Ki zeh lo yechoshev l'chavrosim ka. Because that's not even part of the chabura. That's out of character. That's stepping out of the Chabura. So someone is chayted, that's not part of the Chabura. It's not acting within the realm of the Chabura. But any mitzvah, masim toivim, that is part of the Chabura. That is what the Chabura is made of. That is the essence of the Chabura. In that sense, they are all ke'ish echad, they are all considered to be like one. And then another thing, that being that they study Sisrei HaTorah, they study Sodis HaTorah, they're learning Torah's Hanister, the hidden part of Torah, they're makabel upon themselves. The kiblu aleihem, they're makabel upon themselves. Li is kol advarim hanoidoim lohem in a medrash hakodesh. Medrash hakodesh means the Zohar. They're makabel upon themselves that all of the ideas and the knowledge that they gain learning Torah's hanister, said only Torah's hanister, this particular condition, as you'll soon see, chutz medivre Torah, meaning other things, kulam betoyres soid, chosim shloy legalis klal. You're not allowed to reveal it to anyone that doesn't belong to the group. So anything that they learn within the Chabura, gaining understanding, gaining knowledge in Torah, Hanister, in Kabbalah, no one is allowed to reveal it to anyone else outside the group, except if there is permission from the Rebbe, and that is the Ramchal. Ela b'shuts kavoid mareinu harav, and that is referring to the Ramchal, Rabbam, who was the Rebbe. This is very, very interesting, just to have an idea what kind of Talmidim we're talking about, that has these type of bylaws, you know, in their kind of a Chabura, what makes up such a kind of a Chabura. And we could understand the great respect and the high esteem that they, of course, held to Ramchal, who he was the leader of that, like being an Ish Elikim. And just to conclude now, for now, we find in one of the letters of the Ramchal, and he writes as follows. You can see where he was at. He says, just this in the middle, he says, B'chol advar mo'ele. He says, all of these things, B'nofli alponai ani oise, I do this with Nefilas Apayim, referring to particular avodas. He does this with Nefilas Apayim, V'roye, and I see as Haneshomis Hagdoshis, and I see all of these holy Neshomis, K'metoicholo Mamish B'tzures Odom. But I don't see them as Neshomis, I see them as if they are Malubish in a guf, in a human body, sort of like in a human form. This is what Ramchal Chal writes in one of his letters. So, Akopona Rabbeisai, so we continue now further. So let's take a look, we continue with Ramchal, and then we'll discuss a little bit in detail. We discussed the first chalik in Perik Aleph, in first chalik of Perik Aleph, where basically the Ramchal started out to say that Odom lo nivro elo lihisani gal Hashem elohonosh meziv shechinosot. That man was created to have the opportunity to revel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to have Hanoah, and to derive pleasure from the glory of the Shechina. Which that, the Ramchal expressed himself by saying, that's the Tanug HaMiti. That's almost the beginning of Perek Aleph. This is the true pleasure. And this is the Eden HaGodol. This is the greatest pleasure Mikol HaIdunim Shecholim HaYimotoy. He says, and that ultimately, he says, this is realized in Olam Haba, ultimately. But this world, as he pointed out, is Doimel L'Proizor, like the corridor, which is Bifnei Olam Haba. And we begin here, a few more lines down, and just repeating the last three lines that we stopped last week. Ramchal basically develops, there's three levels of depth. There are three levels of depth that we have to delve into to have an idea of the role of Olam Hazeh. What is our role in Olam Hazeh in relation to Olam Haba? So what we begin is with the first level, and we actually did two or three lines of it, so to repeat it so that we can continue. It starts with Ukeshemistakel, Ukeshetistakel Oid Bedovar Tire. You find that, right, a little bit down from Perek Aleph, right? He starts, this is the first level that he tells you to look at, that he tells you to observe. So he says, Ukeshetistakel Oid Bedovar Tire. He says that if, in fact, he says, if you delve a little further, you will see, Kashleimus Uamiti, he says, the true Shleimus. What is the true Shleimus? True perfection, he says, Rak HaDveikus Bo Yizborach. When someone is able to achieve Dveikus Bashem, cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, he says, is the true Shleimus, V'humashu HaYodovin HaMelech, as he points out, and that, in fact, is what Dovin HaMelech is referring to, and we said it last week in Tehillim, V'ani Kirva Salakim, Li Toiv. Dovin HaMelech says that what I consider to be the true Toiv, what I consider to be the true Toiv is Kirvas Alekim, being close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayomer, and the Melech says further, Acha Shalti Meis Hashem Oy Shavakesh. What is my desire? What is always my bakasha? What is my tefillah? My ultimate tefillah, he says, my all-time tefillah, he says, that I'm mispalel all the time. Kishivti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayoy. Again, being close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kishit Beveis Hashem, that's what the Melech considers to be pleasure. So the Melech, as we pointed out, who is the Melech of Yisrael, who has at his fingertips, at his disposal, anything that a human being would actually want, being a Melech Yisrael, there's nothing which is away from him. There's nothing that he can't really have, and yet he says, I consider it to be Toiv Kirvas Alekim, he says, and I only ask, Acha Shaltim Es Hashem, Shiftiv Veis Hashem, Yirak Zehu Toiv, which that, in fact, that is, only that is the real Toiv, V'chol Zul Azeh, and anything else, Shiach Shivu B'nei Odom L'Toiv, here's where we stop. And anything else is that people consider is only emptiness, and it's really worthlessness. In other words, it's imaginary. It's illusionary. The true and energy toiv, which is truthfully toiv, is, he says, when a person zoche, zeichet b'Hashem. Because that is truly the greatest pleasure that's shy. Now he continues. Omnom. However, l'shiyizke hodom l'toiv azois, in order that a person to be entitled, he says, for this good, Roy Shiyamul Rishoino, So the first thing, of course, he has to first, he has to put in the effort, he has to put in the koyach. Yishtadol biyigil iknoisa. You have to make the effort to acquire it. Thank you, Hashem, doesn't just happen. V'haynu, she yishtadol ledavik bo yizborach, a person has to be mishtadol, means he has to try, he has to do the yishtadlis. V'koyach maisim, he has to do the appropriate actions, the appropriate deeds, she toiladetom zeho inyin, that will lead to this goal. Notice, if you do the wrong things, if you go on the wrong highway, you're going to go and ride to a different destination. So you have to do the appropriate maisim that will lead to this goal, and that is to dveikus b'Hashem. The heim heim, and what is that? What are those deeds? What are those actions? And those are the mitzvahs. And he points out that you have to realize that although, of course, in this world you have the opportunity to do mitzvahs, but at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the nisyonos and has created the challenges. And therefore you realize at the same time there are many opposite forces in this world that basically will tempt the person to dissuade him and to distance him from his goal. To have him go off, to veer off course, to go off the road, to make a left turn instead of a right turn, as he points out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed man in a place, he says, where there are so many circumstances. So it's not going to be an easy road here. It's not going to be an easy mission. Because Baruch has placed the man, we are in such a world, in such a place, that there's so many things, so many distractions, and so many things that try to lure us away and to give us the bait to go off in different directions. What are those things? What is the bait? What are the trappings? What are the trap? The heim heim ha-taivis, ha-chumriyis, and those are the bodily desires, ha-she'im yimshak achreim. But if man allows himself to be drawn toward them, then little by little, progressively, he will just move away further and further from the ultimate good, that which is really good. And so it comes out that man, as long as he's alive and his neshama is within his body, he will always have this tension. Every day that he gets up in the morning, he will be challenged, he will have a fight on his hands. Man has to realize that he's getting up every day to confront the world, mean he's going into war. Every day is a war. Every day is a muhammad, he points out. In imtishuhu musam b'yemes, that man actually finds himself that he is placed b'toich ha-muhammad ha-chazoko. In the midst of a natstama battle, muhammad ha-chazoko, it's a fierce battle. A very serious battle, a strong battle. Why? Interesting. He says, "Keep calling on oil." Because the truth is, everything in the world, he says, is really a test, is a challenge. In other words, people think the bad things that happen to you, these are challenges. These are nisyonos. Rambam Chazal says the good things also. It's not just the bad things. He says, "Keep calling on oil." All inyonim of this world. He says, "Bein l'toy, bein l'ra." Whether it's for the good, whether it's for the bad, said these are there to test him. And Ramchal explains it, how it works. If somebody finds himself in poverty, so if somebody finds himself and says in poverty, one can understand, that's on one side, that's an Isoina on one side. Ashiris is also an Isoina. People think it's so poshit. Ashiris is a big nisoyin. It's a big akrai, it's a big responsibility, but not as a big responsibility. But when a person has ashiris, they have the means. That means that now he is tempted to do things that otherwise he wouldn't be doing. It will lead him to go to places, maybe to travel to places, to acquire things, and so on and so forth. And one thing just leads to another, as he moves just a little bit off his madrega as he was before, and he goes further and further and further away. Kinyin Shoma Shloim Shlom Melotaka points out, he says in Mishlei, Pen Ezba. Shlomo Melech says that I'm concerned in case I become Ezba. I become satiated. In other words, if I become filled, if I have overly too much, he says, I'm worried, Vikichashti, I may deny Hashem. I may deny Kodesh Baruch Hu. For Amarti, mi Hashem. It may lead me to a situation where I'll say, who is a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Who is Hashem? On the other hand, Upene Borish. Or maybe I become impoverished. That's also not good. Ashiris is a Nisoyan. But on the other hand, Upenevarish, Savoganati, me cause me to steal. And also, V'tofasti Shem Elohoi. And then they misuse the name of Hashem. So therefore what it means is, ultimately, so whatever your situation is, whatever your faith is in this world, it's a nisoyin. Hashal v'mitzarechot, v'yisurim mitzarechot. Whether it is tranquility, whether it's shalva you have, whether it's suffering, all is a nisoyin. Which means, achinimtzeis ha-milchomo. Therefore, it means ultimately that man finds himself, achinimtzeis ha-milchomo elav ponim v'ocher. He finds himself at war in the front and in the back. Wherever he turns, he has nisyonis. This is the metzias. This is what a person has to realize. This is his matzav in this world. Now, there's war out there. Hopefully we have the right ammunition. Hopefully we want to win this war. And what happens when you are zoiche? As a matter of fact, to be victorious, says Ramchal further. He says, V'myel ben chayil. And he says, if in fact, he says, if the ben chayil means, ben chayil is like Eshes chayil, means the person of valor. If a person who is really valiant, v'yenatzech ha-melchoma mikol atzdodin, and he finds himself in total victory, hu yeh odom ha-sholem. This will be the man who is the odom ha-sholem, considered to be the man of perfection. That through this milchoma, by being victorious in this war, he will be zoiche to be medavik, to become connected, mikusher, to cleave to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And through that, the yetze min aprozder hazeh. And then ultimately, he will leave this corridor, which is when the time comes to leave Olam Hazeh, the yukonez betraklin. This will be his ticket, this will be his opening, this will be his entrance, this will be his pass. To be able to enter the palace, le'oyer b'oyer achayim, right? To be able to go into the palace which is permeated with the light of life. U'kifi hashir, and how much light are you going to have? How great will your shir be? How much will your pleasure be? Whether in quantity and in quality. Know what he says? It's going to be one test. U'kifi hashir ashekov ashes yitzroi v'tavoysov. He says, it goes measure for measure. According to the amount that a person was able to withdraw himself from his desires and to conquer his evil inclination, according to how much matzliach he were on that area, and you're able to distance yourself from that which prevents you from doing good, and you've expended all that effort, right, to be able to be medavik and Kodesh Baruch Hu, to that extent you were able to distance yourself, to that extent that you were able to conquer, withdraw from Titus, Ken Yasi Guhu, to this extent, he will be zoiche, to be masik, to attain his goal, the Yisumach Boy, and then he'll find the ultimate joy within. So this is what it works. It goes measure for measure. It's a midah keneged midah. So this is one nekuda. So when you start off, this is, as they say, this is step number one to delve in. There's going to be three steps here. Because the morale, the Ramchal, is pointing out about the Eden HaGodol, about the greatest pleasure that's Shaykh. The greatest pleasure that's Shaykh from all of the pleasures, which is the Tanik Hu Amiti, he says, is the Noilam Habo. Which leaves us therefore to understand, so what is the purposes of all the Tanugim and all the earthly pleasures? Why were they created for? If everything, the true pleasure, the greatest pleasure, the amazing pleasure, is Olam Haba. What is the purpose of the desires of this world? So Machal will give you three ideas. The first idea is, it's a challenge, it's an Nisoyim. That is the first idea, which is just developed right now. But then Ra'al tells you, because all of these desires, all of these Tanugim, and all of these Taivis, and all the Chumriyas, all the materialism, is here as a challenge. Meila, to the extent that a person is able to conquer those desires, to the extent that a person is able to overcome those desires, to the extent that a person is able to conquer all of his evil inclinations, to that extent, he'll be zoyche to Olam Haba. So that's one reason why we have all the Tanuga Olam Hazeh in this world, even though that's not meant to be. The purpose is Olam Haba. So why do we have it? Why did Hashem create it here in Olam Hazeh? The idea is, Maral says, this is here, these are Nisyonis. He said good and bad, everything. All these things are Nisyonis. That is one nekuda. But then it goes further, even deeper. explain Olam Hazeh. And he says, the Im Tami Goy Binyan. And he says, and if in fact you want to delve even deeper, here then you will see more. You will see now, and this is by the way a higher Madrege. You know, the first Madrege of what the purpose of Olam Hazeh is, the lower Madrege. And it's big enough. and it's a great Avodah. But that's the lowest of it. In spite of all the difficulty, this is still the lower Avodah. The lower Avodah simply is, he's a Nisayonist. Olam Hazeh is a Nisayon. You have to show that you are able not to be taken in. You don't take the bait. You overcome them. You distance yourself. You don't indulge. You don't become steeped into Taiva. That is the lower level of Avodah. He says, if you go even deeper, now he goes even deeper, you know what the purpose of Olam Hazeh is? On a higher level, you go a little bit deeper. He says, this world was created, he says, Lishimush Odom. The world was created to serve man. What does it mean? He says, Omnom, he says. However, he says, this world was created to serve man. You have to realize, says Ramchal, that Hinehu Oymed Bishiku Godol, that the world itself really stands in a balance. What do you mean that the world stands in a balance? Ramchal explains. Because the emesis, and this is a very, very, it's an incredible idea. We always think about ourselves as individual people, and we think about ourselves as people in isolation, meaning that whatever we do, we just do to ourselves. But it has nothing to do with my neighbor, it has nothing to do, certainly not with people on the third block from here, certainly has nothing to do with what I do here in my own Dalaramis, has nothing to do with a different neighborhood, and certainly has nothing to do with a different country, has nothing to do with the universe at large. What am I, as an individual, very, very simple, boss of the dom, a pin, right? A pin in this big thing that we call this world, this creation, this world, this universe. What am I in relation to everything else? So Ramchal, the whole world stands at a balance by what you do. It's an amazing thing, a frightening thing to behold. And he says, because ultimately, says Ramchal, if a person, kimodom nimshach achar oilom, because if a person makes a decision that he becomes drawn towards oilom hazeh, umishrachik miboyroi, and thereby he distances himself, he says, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, look what happens. Hine yehu miskalkel umikalkel ha'oilom imoy. It's amazing words. Amchal says, I want you to know, the choices you make affects the entire world. That if you become corrupted, look what he says. If you become corrupted, you are miskalkel, but that's not enough. Umikalkel ha'oilom imoy, that in fact what happens is that the entire world becomes corrupted with you. You have a hashpah. You have a hashpah on the entire world. He said that to Sanodim God who came to Volozhin. He saw Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was a great mind. Reb Chaim Brisker learned in Volozhin, was a Talmud in Volozhin. This person himself was not a simple person. He was a great man in his own right. And he sees Reb Chaim. And he beholds this great mind, this great koyach, this power of Reb Chaim Brisker. He says to Reb Chaim, he says, it's sort of a waste, he says, that you're sitting here in Volozhin, which is a Mokim Torah and everybody's learning anyway. He says, you should be sitting somewhere and take a far distant Mokim and use your talents and use your kaifas over there. But he said that Reb Chaim said, he says, the fact, he says, that people are learning in a Mokim Torah, even in one Mokim, he says, has a hashpah all the way down to Paris, he says, the Volozhin says. He says, there would be no Torah in Volozhin, then in Paris there would be even Chilul Shabbos, it would be even worse, whatever the Madrages are there. But the Hashpah, the entire world, you never know how far the Hashpah is by the Hanhoge, even of one person, the Koyach of a person. And this is what Ramchal is telling you, that everybody, Lifi Erkoy, according to his Madrage, you have a Hashpah, Hein L'Toyv and Hein L'Ra, as he says right here. That Hinei U'miskalko, U'mikalko El'mimoy. On the other hand, okay, the flip side, but if a person is able to rule over himself, the nidbag b'boiroi, and he connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who mishtamish min oilam, and he only uses oilam hazeh rak liyos loy lisiyua l'avoydes boiroi, and he uses this world in order to aid him, to help him serve the Ribbono shel Olam, then Who misale? He becomes elevated, but not only he. But v'ho'oilom atzmoi misale imoi. And the entire world becomes elevated with him. So again, these are amazing words to behold. The Maal says the truth is, you have oilom hazeh, you have, which the purpose is not oilom hazeh, the purpose is oilom haba, but you have to realize, because Rav created oilom hazeh, but you really control the status of what oilom hazeh will be. It will not mean the same. It depends. It will be what you make of it. Oilam hazeh is not a dictionary definition. It is what you make of it. If you are elevated, if you rise higher, then oilam hazeh is higher. If you are lower, then oilam hazeh is also lower. This world, the status of this world, the madrega of this world, continues to go up and down. And it's lefida hanhoge of a person. How far or how close he is in his avodas Hashem. As the Ramchal just said, that when you are misale, when you become elevated, it's you are v'ho'olam atzmoi misale imoi, and the world, the entire world together, becomes uplifted. And he goes and continues and says, ki hine ilui godlhi lebriyos kulam. He says, you have to realize that it's a tremendous upward step for the entire creation. The entire creation, says the Ramchal, becomes elevated. In other words, this world then becomes to serve mankind. Olam Hazeh is here to serve mankind. To serve mankind. Hein l'toiv, and it might serve him l'ro. He takes the materialism of the world and takes what the world has to offer. He uses it for good, then the world becomes elevated. So the world is here like serves man. If man is higher, the world is raised up higher. If man is lower, then the world has a yerida. As he points out, it's like Chazal have said, and he gives just two or three illustrations. Ramchal says, for example, you find by Bria Soilam, because what creates life? It creates life. Then what can be yer, vahiyer. So what do Chazal say? It doesn't say vahiyichen. Then what can be yer, vahiyer. And there was or. It doesn't say vahiyichen. All the other elements of Masa Bresha is vahiyichen. Because that or ultimately was not meant to stay. What happened? Because Baruch Hu saw that the world was not kedai, right? The Rishoyim of the world. The world was not kedai to benefit from such a tremendous, tremendous life. So says Ramchal, what do Chazal say? That if Ho'er Shegonza could be Baruch Hu Tzadikim, Baruch Hu do, and he hid it away, ultimately that Tzadikim are going to use it, this tremendous life. The Zul Rishoyim, as we find the Gemara says in Chagigah, that the Kivon Shiro Oyer, this is the Lashon of the Gemara, that when the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw this tremendous light, well, this calls an Adam Rishon, as a matter of fact. Adam Rishon was still privy. Adam Rishon was still privy because this original Oyer actually was Mishamish for 7 days. After 7 days, it no longer existed anymore. Adam Rishon was still Shayek. He was still able to see that. And Chazal said, when Adam Rishon saw this tremendous Oyer, Shegonza Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzadikim, which that is ultimately the light that Kodesh Baruch Hu concealed. But the Tzadikim, Somach, he had tremendous Simcha, Shenemar, Oyer Tzadikim Yismor. As the Pasuk says, that Oyer Tzadikim, that the light of the Tzadikim, it will rejoice. So we see again, the light, Kodesh Baruch Hu creates life, he puts away for Tzadikim. This is the idea of this world being Mishamshe Ho'odom. To be Misham is those who deserve it. If it's a great life, tremendous life, Odom has to deserve it. The Tzaddikim deserve it, because you want to put it away for Tzaddikim. Ukinyan Avne Amotim. Or take the simple stones. The simple stones of the place, Shalokach Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu takes stones, the Somer HaShoysov, and he puts it under his head, use it as a pillow. Amrus HaChazal say, Amr Rabbi Yitzchok, there's Rabbi Yitzchok, we know that Rashi brings in the Chumash, that all the stones gathered themselves together in one spot, and each one was saying, and each stone was saying, they were all fighting, so to speak, they all became like one stone. Here again, these are stones. Stones in Olam Hazeh. What ultimately was the purpose, as we see? All the stones were here to be Misham Yaakov Avinu. That they all became, in fact, they all became like one. And so on and so forth. We'll just do one more paragraph and then we'll discuss it in detail. V'hine al-Ikar hazeh. And in reference to this point, says Ramchal, Heirunu, you say we find that Chazal, as a matter of fact, have commented, Zechoinim Levrocha B'medrish Kehele Shomru, Chazal say Zeloshoinim. Chazal say on the Posik, Re'ei Esmas Elikim, says Shlom HaMelech, see the deeds of the Rabbeinu Shlom. Yeshua Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam Rishon. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, Notloi V'Hichziroi Alkol Ilome Gan Eden V'Yomaloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam Rishon and He gave Him a tour. He gave Him a tour of all the trees in Gan Eden. And He says to Adam Rishon, Re'ei Mas Ekam Enoim U'Mishubachim Hem. See how beautiful and admirable and how praiseworthy are things that I created. Look at this beautiful garden. Look how beautiful these items, these trees are that I've created. But I want you to know that that whatever I have created, I've created for you. Pay attention and make sure that you don't corrupt and you don't destroy my world. So again, what the Ramchal here is telling us, and again, this is the number two situation. We'll leave number three for next time, so we'll discuss this a little bit more in depth. But the Ramchal is telling us here again that it's the second level, Olam Hazeh was created to be Mishamish Odom. And again, we are deserving of it. Ultimately, we'll be Zoyche. We'll be Zoyche to have all the Hanoas. Because Baruch Hu says, Komacha Brosi, Bishulcha Brosi, make sure that you don't destroy it. So if we are elevated, then the world becomes elevated. And according to our Hanhoge, the way that we deal with our lives, that in fact impacts on the entire world. Now, regarding the situation that the Ramchal points out, the world was created, this was again the first few lines of the Ramchal. He starts out that the world, Odom, was created Lisanig al Hashem, to enjoy pleasure from the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. And the Ramchal says, and the ultimate pleasure, he says, will be in Olam Haba. Many times in Chazal we find the Loshen that is mentioned by various Tanoim or Amaroim, let's do such and such in order to be Mekabel Tzchar, in order to receive reward. More of an example says in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara talks about, the Gemara says that one of the great people said they had a choice to take the road to the right or a road to the left. So the Gemara, for example, one road was leading here, the other road happened to be a road which also leads to the destination, but as the road, it was a very road which was had a section of ill repute, which meant to say that one could have been tempted. So one of the great people said, you know, let's take this highway and we will conquer our inclination and not get involved with anything, and as a result we'll have extra schar. The Gemara's lotion was, Nezla pischid de zoynois, de nofish yitzro, de nekabel agro. You find the shyness about doing certain things, and as a result we'll receive great schar. We find such a lotion, the Gemara says, in Saita Yudalev, Moshe Rabbeinu is responsible to go into Eretz Yisrael, so Omer Kajbrochel, and Moshe Kajbrochel says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Tumat and Mabakish, you want to go into Eretz Yisrael to be mekabel schar, you know what? Stay here in Chutz Laaretz, and I'll give you credit as if you did all the mitzvahs. So you have to understand what that means. The chayyur we see, al tiyu kavodim chazal say novus, al tiyu kavodim am mishamshim misarav, amanasta kavopras, but rather you should be like kavodim or am mishamshim misarav, shloy amanasta kavopras. So what's this Indian here? We find so much talk about doing mitzvahs, right, in a certain way that will earn us more schar. In many, many references, how do we understand that? I draw al tiyu kavodim. So then, Rabbi Yitzchak Pettenberger once said a Yesoid, and it's mentioned in his Sefer, Koich Veyor, and he says the following. He said, the Schar V'yoynish, very interesting thing, Schar V'yoynish of Avodas Hashem is not the same as Schar V'yoynish, he says, as by Boss of Adam. For example, if a Boss of Adam hires someone to work for him, and he pays him, right? There's work and there's Schar. So you're hired to work for someone, and at the end of the week, at the end of the month, you get paid. Says by Boss of Adam, he says, the tachlis is the avoider. The tachlis is, he's hiring you because he wants to work. He needs the work from you. Why is he paying you? The reason he's paying you, in order that you do a good job, right? Get better workers, to get more dedicated workers. So by Boss of Adam, right, when you work for a Boss of Adam, the tachlis is the avoider. The schar is the sibah to get you to do the avoider. If you're not going to get paid, who's going to want to work for you? So you need the avodah, right? You need the avodah. So it gives you schar. So you have avodah and you have schar. But what is the relationship? The tachlis is the avodah. The schar is the sibba in order to have and to gain the avodah. Avodah Hashem, he says, it's just lahefach. Because Baruch Hu gave us all the mitzvahs to do avodah Hashem. How come Baruch Hu doesn't need the avodah? But you need avodah. You're going to put on film. You're doing something for Hashem. You're doing Him a favor. Because Baruch Hu needs your mitzvahs for Himself. Baruch Hu doesn't need your avodah. It's the opposite. Because Baruch Hu wants to give you schar. In order that you are able to get the greatest schar possible and should be meaningful, He gives you avodah. So the tachlis is the schar. By avodah Hashem, the tachlis is the schar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an Olam Haba. He created a Mokim where you have, as the Ramchal again says, this is the Idun HaGodol, this is the greatest pleasure Mikol HaIdunin. This is a talent that we can't explain. So the Tachlis really is Schar. But in order to be able to get Schar, so you have Avodah. as the Mesil Hashem said, that in fact that's the Briyas Odom. The Briyas Odom was, HaOdom Loi Nivra Elol Hisam Nigal Hashem. So in fact, the tachlis is Kabbalah Schar, that's the tachlis. That person should be Matzliach. In order, there should be a Mokim for Kabbalah Schar, right? So he gave us a Torah. So it comes out just for Kif. Avodah Hashem and Schar, which is the opposite. That the Avodah is a Sibah for Schar. Not Schar is a Sibah in order to have Avodah. So come to Chos Hazor. That the truth of the matter is, that the Avodah, it's not because Baruch Hu needs the avodah. He wants to give you schar. It's lehepeh. He wants to give you schar. So in order that you'll be able to get the best schar possible, so therefore you have the avodah. So if Azoy, being that Baruch Hu gave you avodah in order to receive schar, it's clear that a higher quality avodah will yield you better schar. So the person's anoyed Hashem miyahava will have tremendous schar, right? The person is not an oivid Hashem Mahava out of love, but rather you really want schar, that lowers the quality of avodah. You'll get schar, but you get less schar. So, al tiyu ka avodim, listen to this pshat now. Do not serve Hashem because of schar. Why? Because He wants to give you a better schar. Because if you're going to do avodah mahava, not l'shem schar, then in fact you'll get even more schar. The nekudah is that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give you schar. That's His whole tachlis. So the tachlis are craving with to get schar, you do a type of avodah that's going to yield you the highest schar ever, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give you. And that is a higher quality avodah, which is an avodah shloya manas. So your avodah is shloya manas a kabbal pras. But ultimately, that avodah will yield you the greatest schar possible. So I want you to take a look at what we have here on the sheet. What we have here on the sheet, we'll look through a number of items here. We have here the first item again is also from Ravitzel. The first item here is also from Ravitzel Petterberger. Right? The first item here, and we take a look, this is on the words of the Ramchal in Hisam Nigal Hashem. The man was created in order to be able to derive pleasure. Right? To derive pleasure by being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yanki Voimer, this is the Mishnah Novice. Rabbi Yanki Voimer, Hoylo Mazez, Doimel Prozder. This is also the member that Ramchal brought, that this world is Doimel to a corridor, Bifne Oilom Habo. Haski Nasamachal Beprozder, Kideshi Tekonos Atraklu. Right? So says Rabbi Yitzchok, Lechairo Hudobo Golu Lechoy, Lechairo, everybody knows, Ki Minu Oilom Hazeh, Yobil Oilom Habo. That's no kiddush, ask anybody. Everybody knows that once you leave Oilom Hazeh, the next place is a place called Oilom Habo. And you have to prepare yourself. So what does that Chazal seem that is to come up with some great chiddush here? That this world is like passing through to go to Olam Haba. This would seem to be something that seems to be quite poshut, quite evident, that it's from Olam Hazeh you go to Olam Haba, and therefore you have to prepare yourself in this world. What is the Oymek HaDvarim that Rabbi Yanki, the Mishnah Novice, is telling us? That Olam Hazeh is Doim L'Proizer. So Rabbi Yitzchok tells us that in the words of the Ramchal and the Mesil Sisharim, we can see the Oymik Dvarav. If you go deep into the words of the Ramchal, you'll see a very fascinating shot in these words. And that he says, the next paragraph, Hainu, Ki yesh mokam loymer, because one might think, and this would be a place to think that way. There's a mokam to think that way. One might think as follows, Sho'odom nivre la'asoyg b'toyr b'mitzvahs. Ask a person, why is he here in Olam Hazeh? Why is he in Olam Hazeh? So that you'd say very simply, and this is definitely a mocking to think that way. You're created in this world to serve Hashem, to do Torah mitzvahs. The consequences of that, you'll get tzchak. But your purpose here is to do Torah mitzvahs. I created you to do Torah mitzvahs. That's what your purpose is here. That makes sense. Because Baruch Hu created you in this world to be able to serve Hashem. I put you here in this world to do Torah mitzvahs, which means Olam Hazeh has a tachlis on its own. Olam Hazeh is a tachlis. Forget about Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is a tachlis on its own. Olam Hazeh has a tachlis that you're created, because Baruch Hu blew on the shom into your group, to do Torah mitzvahs. If so, Olam Hazeh is not merely a hechatinze, or an opportunity, or a vehicle to reach Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh has its own tachlis. Namely, what is the tachlis? To do Torah mitzvahs. Comes Rav Itzel and says that the Mishnah is rejecting that notion. It's a fascinating thing. Look what he says. Ki yeshmokim loimer, says Rav Itzel. So Odom nivra lasik b'toyim mitzvahs. V'atoy v'ameti v'nakodesh bocha osa gam oylam habo, l'man v'shalem shchah. So one can have this type of a view. You sit back and you analyze. We have an oylam hazeh, we have an oylam habo. Definition. So you say the following definition. Chizvah created Olam Hazeh, we should do Torah mitzvahs. In order to pay a schar, he created Olam Haba. So Olam Haba really was created, in that sense, Olam Haba is created, so to speak, because of Olam Hazeh. Because Olam Hazeh is to serve Hashem, but now I've got to pay a schar, right? I have to pay a schar. I have to send you off somewhere, right? So he created an Olam Haba in order to be able to pay a schar. So then the main tachlis is really Olam Hazeh to do the Torah mitzvahs. But not to pay you, I created an Olam Haba. That's the place I'm going to pay you schar. That would be one way of looking at it. Nimtzo, he says, if you look at it that way, it means, ki mitzias yesh lo oylam hazeh b'fnei atzmo. That means that oylam hazeh has a mitzias b'fnei, has an independent mitzias, and that is to do Torah mitzvahs. V'katashlum schar, except the payment, right, for what you're doing, hu achakach lo oylam habo. Avaloi kein hado. So says Rav Itzel, he says that this is not the case. It's an amazing thing. He says, this is not true, he says. Ki lule oylam habo, lo hoye metzias klal oylam hazeh. He says it's the opposite. We think that being that we have an oylam hazeh, and you did service to Hashem oylam hazeh, so because of oylam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created oylam habo. In other words, because of oylam hazeh, being that you served Hashem oylam hazeh, so now he has to pay you. So now we have an oylam habo where he's going to pay you. He says it's the opposite. If not for Olam Haba, we wouldn't have an Olam Hazeh. The Tachlis is Olam Haba, he wants to give you schar. He didn't create Olam Hazeh, A, because his purpose is you do Torah mitzvahs. Hashem needs Torah mitzvahs. And to pay you, he created an Olam Haba. No. He wants to give you Olam Haba. Hashem created you because he wants to give you all that schar. He wants to get that tremendous pleasure that we have no idea what it means. We're talking abstract situations. Ramchal says, this is the idun ha-godol mikol ha-idunin. It's the greatest pleasure possible. So if not for Olam Haba, you would not have an Olam Hazeh. Nahainu. Ki Olam Haba hu mokoy idun godol miyoyit. This is such a place of such immense pleasure. Zakol jvokho rotsu betuboy b'chazdoy. Lezakoyis. Es odam sheyucha lezana gal Hashem. That he should be able, right? Should be able to revel with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lochein boro Olam Hazeh. Oh! So because of Olam Haba, he creates Olam Hazeh. Leman al yidei schar ha-mitzvahs yizke odom lozeh. So he says, lezeh shomar. So the dimyon is like this. Olam Hazeh is like a proizdor. What's the moshel? Like a proizdor, like a corridor. When you think of a corridor, you think of the palace. Everybody knows that the ikar is the palace, not the proizdor. In the first way of thinking, Olam Hazeh would be the ikar. Because then you were created to do Torah mitzvahs. Right? The first way of thinking, Olam Hazeh is the ikar, because then you were created to do mitzvahs. Olam Haba is just as a consequence. Because now that we have to pay you schar for all the Torah mitzvahs, you create Olam Haba. It's the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you schar. And in order to give you schar, that's why you're doing Torah mitzvahs. And in order to make that point, comes the Moshul and the Nimshul. Because the way that we are comparing the Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba vis-a-vis relationship, Olam Hazeh is the proizdor, is the corridor, and Olam Haba is the trachlan, is the palace. Everybody knows the prozor, the corridor, can't be Vika. So if Oilam Hazeh, if Chazal compare Oilam Hazeh to the prozor, then you were not created to do Torah Mitzvahs on Oilam Hazeh. That was not your purpose. Because that's only the corridor. You don't build a building, it's not build a building which has a corridor, right? And has a main building. You don't build the main building because you want to have a corridor. You want to have a main building. You have a main building, you need a prozor, you need a corridor to go through, to get in. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Olam Hazeh as a prozor, which means that the Emes you were created, as the Ramchal says, Yisamig al Hashem. You were created to be able to revel with Hashem, which is Olam Haba. To facilitate that, you have Olam Hazeh. Now look at the first way we were thinking. Your main purpose is to do Torah Mitzvahs, which is therefore to be here in Olam Hazeh. And to pay Schar, you have an Olam Haba. It's in reverse. You are created for Olam Haba's purpose. In order to get there, in order to facilitate there, you have a prozor, you have a corridor. So Olam Hazeh is the secondary thing. All the Torah Mitzvahs and all that, that's to lead you to be able to enjoy, to reach to that Madrega of Lehisanig al Hashem, which is a fantastic idea, which he says. Take a look, he says, this is the Dimyon, Olam Hazeh Doim LeProzor, Tvoy Atraklin, Asho Ikeru Atraklin, Lezeh Boim Yamachakach, and therefore, you build the prozor, Lesakin Esatzimam Koidim Shiachim Tzul Atraklin. That way of a prozor, the prozor is the hakona of how one prepares, and, right, and to make his way into the traklin. As you find the houses, you know, of the high and the mighty up there. Avalule traklin, if not for the palace, you wouldn't need a corridor, right? Avalule traklin, ahoy mokal and prozor klal. Kein ikir habriya hu traklin olam habo. But what is that? Who can prozor, which is olam hazeh? So olam hazeh is really secondary. So we were not created for Olam Hazeh, because Hashem wants you to do Torah Mitzvahs, the same Torah Mitzvahs, and then to pay you, He created, gave you an Olam Haba. It's the other way around. He wants you to have an Olam Haba. He wants you with Hisanig al Hashem, in order to be able, that this should be meaningful, and to be able that the Neshama should be able to have it, in the highest level possible. So now you have Olam Hazeh, which is the Torah Mitzvahs. Loshim B'Ramchal. Hisanig al Hashem. Ho'odom lo nivro elo Hisanig al Hashem. So, and where's that? So that's Olam Haba, because so you're created for Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is only the prozor, which is secondary. This same idea, so we won't go through, this is also brought down in the Sefer, which we have, number two, Chelik Olam Haba, more or less, which is also the same idea. Yeah. It just says, you know, you have Nishomis that come down to this world. I'll just say it, just repeat by heart. Chelik Olam Haba, from the Northern Gadol, with Shaul Brach, who writes, he wrote a Sefer, Chelik Olam Haba, which is also on Pirkei Avos. It's called Chelik Olam Haba, it's the name of the Sefer. Entire Pirkei Avos, it's called Chelik Olam Haba. Interesting, we're talking about Chelik Olam Haba. But the whole Sefer doesn't talk about Olam Haba. This particular piece that we're talking about has to be talking about Olam Haba. And he says it could like this. He says, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we say the Neshamas come from Tachas Kisei HaKovod. Some Neshamas haven't made it down yet. Some Neshamas are still there. Right? So, Chazal say that Mashiach Ein Ben David Bo, Atshiyichu Kol HaNeshamas Shebeguf, every Neshamas should have an opportunity to come down at least once. Some Neshamas are on Google, so they come down. More than once. But at least once, Neshamas should have a chance to come down. He points out. But Neshamas that didn't come down yet, so obviously they are in the next, they're in the upper world already. They're there. They're in the upper world. They're close to Hashem. He points out here in the Sefer Chelik Olam Haba. Those Neshamas that never made it down here, those Neshamas that are always there from time immemorial, and they're still there, compare it to a Neshama that came down here and went up later. The Neshama that came down on this world and goes up after being on this world has a greater pleasure and closeness to Hashem than those Neshamas that never made it down here. It's an ironic thing. Those Neshamas that never touched Olam Hazeh, you'd think those Neshamas that never touched Olam Hazeh, they're on a higher level. They never were tainted, but they never came in contact with anything earthly. They're high as they ever were. No. Davke those Neshamas that did come down in this world, and as a result, were able to achieve and accomplish in Torah Mitzvahs, now when they come up, they will have the Hanoah Mezivah Ashchina to the extent that the other Neshamas will not have that. That's what Olam Hazeh allows us to have. Allows our Neshamas to have. We have this opportunity. Davke because we did come down in this world, and we're able to serve Hashem through Torah Mitzvahs in this world, now our Neshamas, when the time comes, and be in Olam Haba, we will be Nehene, in the Ziv HaShchina, on a much higher level in a madrega than those neshamas that never came down here, were never chayte, they never sinned. But they didn't serve Hashem in the way that other neshamas that did come down had the opportunity to do. But in order to be nehenah in the maximum, right, to be able to be nehenah meziv hashchina, it's davki those neshamas that came down here. That's the olam hazeh, which is the prize dar to olam haba, to lead you to be nehenah meziv hashchina in the most highest way possible. It's davki those neshamas that came down. But I want to conclude, which we can do right now, the third thing, which is what Rabbi Rapiam tells us. Rabbi Rapiam tells us that when you're learning the Ramchal, don't make a mistake. When you're learning the Ramchal, don't make a mistake. The Ramchal talks about the greatest pleasure, of course, saying, is going to be in Olam Haba. Rabbi Rapiam is telling you, but I want you to know that there's tremendous pleasure in Olam Hazeh too. Spiritual pleasure. In other words, a person shouldn't say to me, yeah, I put on tefillin, I'm learning, but I'm not deriving the pleasure. So he thinks that there's no pleasure to be gotten here from Avodas Hashem. It's all only in the next world. This world is a world of Yisur, and this world is a world of pain, because you can't enjoy the Averis, not allowed to. So, in the kosher way, yeah, what kind of pleasure can you have? There's no kosher pleasure. comes Rabbi Lapian and tells you, when Ramchal said to Adam lo nivro elo lisanig al Hashem, he was created lisanig, created on this world. Where were we created? Not created up there, we're created down here. So Ramchal says Adam lo nivro, and he prefaces with a posik. If Ramchal says Adam lo nivro, we were created lisanig al Hashem, it means now already we can have tremendous spiritual pleasure. If we are zeicher really, and like the posik says, tamu uru'u kitay Hashem, just taste it. Be zeichet to do a mitzvah the way tzaddikim were zeichet to be nehenet, and to experience the tremendous, tremendous pleasures in avodas Hashem. In this world already, we are able to enjoy tremendous pleasure. Let's take a look at Rav Lapian from the Leva Leyo, Chelik Aleph. Lisanagal Hashem. This is the word of Ramchal. Says now rebellion. It says Vayivro Lekim Esodom B'Tzalmoy, right? Hashem created man, B'Tzalmoy, in his form, and then it says, B'Tzalmoy Elokim Boroisa. It seems to be a double ocean, a redundancy. B'Tzalmoy, or B'Tzalmoy Elokim. What are these two phrases? B'Tzalmoy, B'Tzalmoy Elokim. So the rebellion says, Be your capable aloshin who? Ki tzelem hu b'koyach. One is talking about potential, the other one is talking about actual. Ho'odom B'Tzalmoy means b'koyach, he has potential. Hashem gave man a vehicle. The Tzelem Elokim is Bepoil means that is the end result, that is already turning the potential into actual, as explains. Kloyman. Ho'odom Nivro Bekli Ruchni Tohoy Kozeh. Man was created, you have spiritual Kalim. Every Yid has spiritual Kalim to the extent Shech Bekoicha Lahasig Elokus. A person on this world has Kalim, spiritual Kalim, that is able literally to be Masig Godliness. Haina to connect. Hahiskashruz Vadekas Balakim Chaim Mamelach Olam. And if the person is Oyche on this world still, forget about Olam Haba. When a person lives in this world, how do we say in Haba Rabba? Avinu Malkeinu, he says, V'dabek Lebeinu. V'dabek. In this world, there's also Dvekas. Uladav Kaboy. When the Pasuk says in Pashas Sekev, Uladav Kaboy, what does it mean? The next world. Uladav Kaboy is here. Guess what? If you're Zoyche, to be Mekayim al Adav Kaboy, then you got the pleasure. Because it's the greatest pleasure, Shayach. Once we establish the fact that the greatest pleasure that's Shayach is the Vekas Bashem, that's something for this world. That's not only in the next world. That's in this world. There's so many references in the Torah and the Psukim about Vekas Bashem, al Adav Kaboy. So obviously, if it's Shayach al Adav Kaboy, man was created B'Tzalmoy. B'Tzalmoy means that Kashbohi gave him the vehicle, gave him the form. He gave him the spiritual Kalim. B'Tzalmoy Elokim, to use that form, to be able to cleave and to attain and to achieve godliness. That's the idea. To become close, to become connected. Elokim Chaim Melech Olam. Shezehu Hatanik Hamiti Bilti Gvul Bilti Tachlis. Kashbohi Chazal. Chazal say in Brochus, Tzadikim Yoishvim, Tzadikim sit, Vatrisayim Bereshayim, they have the crown on their head, Venehenem Ziv Hashchina. Says Rebellion. Now here it spells it out. The Me'ein. Now Me'ein. Now obviously the ultimate pleasure will be in the next world. But on this world we have a mirror image. It's called a Me'ein. Right? Like we say, Shabbos, we say, is Me'ein Olam Haba. What is Me'ein Olam Haba? Everything Olam Haba is the next world. Viltum Abyssal Olam Haba in this world. You want to take someone on a tour, right? And imagine somebody has a sign. Tour of Olam Haba. How do you give somebody a tour on this world of Olam Haba? Right? Be a tour guide. How do you give somebody a tour in this world of Olam Haba? Shabbos. Give him Shabbos. Give him Shabbos. If you give someone Shabbos, you have given him a tour, a taste, a time. You've given him an image of what Olam Haba is all about. Me'ein Olam Haba, Shabbos Menucha, right? As we say in the Zemiris. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. This is what Rebbe is saying. But that's not to be Shabbos, Dafke. That's to be Shabbos. The Veikus Bashem. The Veikus Bashem is Me'ein Olam Haba. In any shape or form. As he points out, Me'ein Oynag Hanifla Halozeh, She'ein Oynag Godl Yosef Memenu, right? Kama Shekosu HaMesil Tishorim Beroish Tifroi, Yochol Odom Hasi Gam Boilam Hazeh. These very important words. See, because normally when we look at Ramchal, what comes to our mind, you know, the literal translation, and we lose the nuances, we think that Ramchal, this world is nothing, in terms of Oynik Bashem. This is all next world. This world is just preparation. You know what? How do you say? The going there is half for the... Right? It's half the pleasure already there. It's half the fun. Right? The Hakone is already part of the fun. The hachone, the emesdige, ultimate pleasure is like in the next world. But the me'ein, in the hachone of getting there, you already have that as well. That's what Rebellion is telling us here, which he sees in the words of the Ramchal himself. That posuk saying, Nivra, you're created on this world. Shem created you. In the next world, you're not created. You have no goof. Shem created you right here. So that pasuk is telling us, Al hayoyis b'koyach ha'odam ha'nivra ha'lozeh, lekabel elekus, tzelem elekim. You can achieve, and you can be mekabel elekus, liyizdovak b'lekim chayim, kan be'oylam hazeh shelonu, in our world. Kamo shenemar, here's another pasuk, a reference. Va'atem adekim b'shem elekechem, chayim kukam ayoyim. So adekim b'shem is reserved for the next world? No! Next world will be in a eaten believe wool, believe tachlis. From this world you have it. Nimtza ki ein hadover. Look what he says. It's not like kemoy shitoyim rabim, like many mistaken. Many are mistaken. Machshuv shibo oilam hazeh yimtza adam rak tzar v'yisurim. He says ein hadover came. No. This world is not necessarily only tzar and yisurim. It could be tremendous hanoah, as he points out. Let's go to the last paragraph. And that's what Dovra Melech says, and by the way, that's the posik we had in Ramchal today as well. That Dovra Melech says, Va'ani kirvas elikim li toiv. What's good for me, says Dovra Melech, I interpret good meaning kirvas elikim. Ha'ine toiv mamish. This is toiv. Ki hirgish gam boilam mazesa toiv. What is Dovra Melech talking about? The next world. Dovra Melech is talking about now. He's alive now. Dovra Melech says, kirvas elikim li toiv. Kirvas elikim. He's talking about now. This world, the Baldi Gitz, person Zaycher to be dvaitin by Hashem, to be anointed Hashem, is tremendous, he said. Because he was margish gam boilam azes atoivus o'oinik shubikirvus alakim. And look what he says further, a beautiful pshat, he says. We say this in davening every day in Krishna. Lechen yesh levas aposik. We say, l'man yirbu yamechem yimei b'neichem. Right? What is kimei yishamayim alurus? That doesn't mean l'man yirbu yamechem. Normal translation is, the conventional pshat is, L'man yirbu, right, quantity, to add days to your life. L'man yirbu yamechem, to extend, right, to give you more, arichas yom, to extend your life, to be marvel your days, right? There's another pshat. Yirbu does not only mean quantitatively. Yirbu means to make greater your days. A person can have days that are not so great, and a person can have days that are gewaldige tage. Great days! You say it's been a great day. L'man yirbu yamechem. Kadosh Baruch Hu can make your days great. That's what Yirbu means. Not more. Have an extra day. More days. Another 5 years. Not that. That also means. But also, including in the word L'man Yirbu Yamechem, you can make your days gewaldig. You can make your days great. Qualitatively. Da'ayinu. Im shemoy atishmo mitzvoysa. If you listen to my mitzvahs. V'chsata mal mezuzet beisach v'sharecho. Tizku. Al yideizeh yo bizoyche. She Yirbu Yamechem. The kamus of Eches, not just in quantity, more days, longer life, but the eches in quality. Kloimer, yirbu meloshin gadlus. Yeah, yirbu therefore is the loshin gadlus. She yilochem gam yomim gedolim. You know what the gadlus is going to be? How do you interpret gadlus the gedays in the eyes of the Torah? If the Torah says you're going to have gadlus the days, you know how it is? Now listen to this interpretation. A person lives in this world, right? This is an earthly world. If a person is able, through his meisim, that although this is an earthly world, however, he lives spiritually. He lives heavenly. Sometimes people, it's funny, ironically, they eat a good piece of cheesecake and they say it tastes heavenly. I don't know, heavenly because it's a cheesecake. Because I've got you to theme of heavenly. It tastes heavenly. But you know what that means? That even, you know, even in this, even this secular phrase, by the way, it means, without realizing it, that people understand there's a truth that the best tasting thing has to be heavenly. That's an amazing thing. Go ask someone who'll never realize. Ask somebody, what's the best? Is heavenly? I have nothing to do with heavenly. Heavenly is something I don't understand. And yet people express themselves without even realizing what they're saying. It tastes heavenly. What does that mean? It means that there is an innate, there's something out of the premiest, such a sort of like a reflex expression. The heavenly has to be the greatest, the best. You know what the best type of a life on this world is? When you take this earthly world and you live it heavenly. Listen to Pshat. Ki yemei ha-shamayim al ha-oretz. You live heavenly days on this earth. Ki yemei ha-shamayim. Himmlish teig, in Yiddish, of course, Gvaldik to say. A mensch lebt himmlish. Ki yemei ha-shamayim al ha-oretz. Then, v'man yirbu yamechem. You've enhanced your days. And you've heightened your days. That's what Rabbi Yana is saying. When Ramchal comes along and he says, "Lisanig al Hashem, ha'odam lo nivra lisanig al Hashem," it doesn't mean you have to wait to the next world. The person is a true Eved Hashem, and he's zoyche to dreikus b'Hashem. He's zoyche to the greatest pleasure in the world. Let me just tell you and conclude this: the Chazon Ish, many years ago, was an avelus for his mother. As a result, of course, he sat shiva. And as the Chazon Ish sits shiva, of course, all Gedolei Yisrael and people, they come to be Menachem Oval, the Chazon Ish. And as they come to be Menachem Oval, the Chazon Ish, a particular Adam Gadol comes to see him, and his name is Rabbi Yeruchim. It's a sefer from him. This Rabbi Yeruchim comes to see the Chazon Ish, and he comes to see him, and the Chazon Ish happened to groan. He gave him a psak rechts. Nope. So this Rabbi Yeruchim says to him, he wrote a sefer, Rabbi Yeruchim Bar Haptik, he wrote a sefer called Divrei Yeruchim. Choshei. So Rabbi Yeruchim says to the Chazon Ish, you hear him groaning? He says, sure, he says. Person loses his mother, the big tzar. The Chazon Ish says, I have to be honest, he says. My tzar is, he says, because it's also for me to learn Torah. An oval is also betalma Torah. So if Yeruchim says, wait a minute, an oval can also learn things, other things. There's certain portions in Torah, an oval can learn Hilchas Aveilus, you can learn Ir, you can learn Kamsa Bakamsa. So an oval is not allowed to learn. The Chazon Ish says like this, he says, before, he says, my mother passed away, I was shikua in the middle of the sugya, trying to be mavar the sugya. Before I managed, he says, to complete the sugya, my mother passed away. And I can't continue to be stuck in the middle of the sugya. He says, that's the biggest sign in the world. This is called Le'isanei Gal Hashem, the greatest pleasure in the world. And the Shetzer Faket is a tremendous, tremendous sar. Who our avodah is to be zoyche, at least with a mashu, to be able to be zoyche, at least first of all to aspire to come to this madrege. To understand what it means, Adon L'Nivra L'Sanik B'Hashem, but ultimately to understand, Rabbi Lapian says that if we are Zoyche, even a Mashu, to be Toyim, then we can be'emes, have Hanor, Tanug, L'Sanik Al-Hashem, Bo'olam Hazeh as well, by being a little bit, Mikasher, and being Medavik to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and thereby having a taste of the world to come, Bo'olam Hazeh, taste of Bo'olam Hazeh, we should all be Zoyche for it.